One of my favorite stories is the very wealthy farmer that goes, knocks on the rectory door with his brand new puppy and asks the priest to please baptize his dog. And the priest says, you know, we don't baptize animals in the Catholic Church. Why don't you just go down the street? There's a brand new denomination that just opened up. Who knows what they're up to? Perhaps they could help you out. So the very wealthy farmer began walking away, and then he stopped and said, Father, I just want to find out what would be the appropriate donation for something like this, because I was planning on giving $50,000. And the priest said, get back here. You didn't tell me that the dog was a Catholic? Today we'll be looking at baptism. First, Jesus' baptism, and then our baptism. What was the baptism that John the Baptist was doing at the Jordan River? Well, that was a precursor to the sacrament of baptism. It was not yet the sacrament of baptism. It was a baptism of ceremonial washing, a baptism of repentance. People would come and they would confess their sins and they'd be baptized by John. And it was a symbolic act. So that's why John objects when Jesus comes to be baptized. He knows Jesus is not going to confess any sins because he has no sins, since he is the innocent Lamb of God, the Son of God. So he refuses at first to baptize Christ and says, no, I should be baptized by you. Jesus says, let it be done for now. This is to fulfill all righteousness. So we ask, why did Jesus submit to this baptism of John? Jesus tells us. He says, allow it for now. It is to fulfill all righteousness. It was the right thing for him to do. It was the will of the Heavenly Father. Jesus was baptized to show humility, to give us example that if he submitted to this baptism, we ourselves should submit to baptism as well. Jesus did not get baptized to become holy, but to make the waters holy. In fact, even today, it's the only water that does not have to be blessed by a priest or deacon, the waters of the Jordan River. And even today, baptisms take place every day at the Jordan River. That water is holy because it touched Christ. It did not make Jesus holy. He made the waters holy. Jesus also submitted to baptism to manifest the Blessed Trinity. Because as he came up out of the waters, it says the heavens were opened, God the Father spoke and said, this is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased. And then the Holy Spirit descended upon Christ in what looked like the form of a dove. So there you have the manifestation of the Trinity, the voice of the Father, the presence of the Son in Christ, and the descent of the Holy Spirit in the form of a dove. It was at Jesus' baptism that he became the Christ, the Anointed One. That's what the word Christ means. It means the Messiah, the Anointed One. As we see in that second reading today from the Acts of the Apostles, it says that God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and power at his baptism. So Jesus took our sins to the Jordan River that day. He represented all humanity. Even though he was the innocent one, the sinless one, he took our sins to the waters of baptism. And the word baptism comes from the Greek word baptizein, which means to be submerged or to be immersed. And the idea of baptism is dying to sin and rising to new life. That's why some of the saints have called baptism entering into a liquid tomb, because you die to sin and then you are raised to new life. So baptism that Jesus received was not the sacrament of baptism. Jesus would establish that later on when he established the Catholic Church and told the disciples to go out and baptize in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. That's the Trinitarian formula of baptism, and that is the sacrament of baptism. What John was doing was a foreshadowing of baptism. He was doing the ceremonial washings of repentance. And even though Jesus had no sin, he took our sins and represented humanity at the Jordan River, just as Jesus took our sins to the cross 3 years later at his crucifixion. So then why are we baptized? Obviously, Jesus was baptized to do the will of the Father, to give us example, to show his approval for the mission and teaching of John the Baptist, to sanctify the waters. Why are we baptized? Well, we're baptized first because Jesus told us we need to get baptized. He said to Nicodemus, "Unless we are born again of water and the Holy Spirit, we will not enter the kingdom of heaven." And Jesus told the apostles, "Go out into the whole world and baptize in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit." See, when we're baptized, we have our sins forgiven. For a child or an infant, it's original sin. But for an adult, it's not only original sin, but any sins of their entire life. If they're in their 70s, 80s, or 90s, the sins of their entire life will be washed away in baptism. When we're baptized, that's when we become children of God, adopted sons and daughters of God. That's when we have original sin washed away and we receive sanctifying grace, which is the very life of God, the divine life that dwells within us as in a temple or tabernacle. So we become living tabernacles, living temples of the Blessed Trinity. That's what sanctifying grace is, a share in God's own life. God humbled himself in Christ to share our humanity, and then he elevates us to share in his own life, in the divine life. So in baptism, we belong to Christ. We no longer belong to Adam. We no longer come under the devil's or Satan's power. We now come under Christ. When we're baptized, we become members of his church, the mystical body of Christ, and we're enabled then to receive the other sacraments of communion, confession, anointing of the sick, confirmation, matrimony. See, unless we're baptized, we cannot receive any other sacrament. We have to be baptized first to receive any of the other sacraments. Baptism also gives us an indelible imprint upon our soul that will last for all eternity, and it infuses us with virtues of faith, hope, and charity. See, these are all the reasons why we should be baptized, and that's why when a child is born, it should be baptized as soon as possible after birth. Don't delay baptism. You don't want to delay the washing away of original sin. You don't want to delay the indwelling of the Blessed Trinity within the child's soul. So parents have that opportunity and that responsibility to have the children baptized as soon as possible after birth, and to pick excellent godparents, especially practicing Catholics, that will help you to raise the child to become the saint that God wants that child to be. In naming your child, try to give that child either a first or middle name of a saint. That way that child has the role models and good examples of the saints to follow. And then every year, on your child's and your grandchildren's baptismal anniversary, celebrate their baptismal anniversary. Light the baptismal candle that you received. Bring out the photographs of the or the video of the baptismal ceremony. Show it to the children as they grow each year, and save one of their birthday gifts and give it to them on their baptismal anniversary. It's a wonderful practice. Yes, we celebrate birthdays, but don't forget to celebrate your children and your grandchildren's baptismal anniversary as well, because that's the day they became a child of God. And the children should know this and celebrate it every year, this most important day, the day of their baptism. God bless you.